Hi, this is Joni Sturgill of Healthy Body, Peaceful Soul. I help people live happier, healthier lives, help people to change their eating habits for the better by making some simple changes, and I help people reduce stress in their lives so they can experience more joy on a daily basis. Today's class is called Weigh Less, Live More. We'll talk about weight problems in America and what you can do to weigh less and live more, find more joy in your life, and get a little healthier in the process. We'll also discuss why diets don't really work and what are the key things that you can do to be healthier and happier in life. So first of all, I'd like to talk about the weight problem in our country. The obesity rate in America nationally is between 20 and 33%. So that means between like a quarter to a third of adults, of all adults, are obese. This doesn't include people who are just fall into the category of being overweight, which also carries some health risks. Nearly 17% of our nation's children are also classified as obese, so they're really not getting a healthy start in life, which is quite unfortunate because they'll have quite a battle ahead of them. So even being just overweight as well as being obese puts you at risk for a multitude of diseases in life. Type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, you have an increased risk for stroke, metabolic syndrome, sleep apnea, osteoarthritis, cancer, gallbladder disease, fatty liver disease, and also pregnancy complications. So it's not just, being overweight is not something that's just cosmetic. That's a whole other issue in our society. We have these ideas of what people should look like, and that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about all these health risks that will prevent you from living fully. And I think that's what we all want to do, is have a full, rich life, full of experiences, positive experiences, and we want to have enough energy in life to do the things that we want to do. We want to feel less stress and be happier, and finding your ideal weight will really help start you on the path to health and happiness. So the next thing I want to talk about is why diets generally don't work. There are lots of diets out there, and you could pick any one of them. There's a diet I've seen called the grapefruit diet. There's Jenny Craig, South Beach, The Zone, Atkins, low-fat diets, high-fat, high-protein diets, no-carb diets. The problem is, now for some people, these diets can work, and you might lose weight on these diets. You might feel better. For some people, the problem is that these diets don't work for everyone. There is no one-size-fits-all diet. And the other thing about diets is they're not really sustainable. Diets can be alienating, stressful, depressing, and restrictive. A diet asks you to change everything about your eating habits, starting on day one. That can be a really hard thing to do. As human beings, we're not really accustomed to accepting change very well, and a diet is a lot of change all at once. So oftentimes what happens is someone goes on a diet, picks a diet, goes on it, they might lose weight, feel great for a while, and then they get kind of tired of this restrictive nature of the diet. So what happens? They go off the diet, return to their old eating habits, and generally gain back most of the weight that they lost, if not with a few extra pounds on top of that. So diets aren't really sustainable. What we want to look for is a way to change your lifestyle, to change the way you eat little by little over time, which is what I teach my clients. That's exactly what I do. I teach more of a step-by-step approach, little by little weaving healthier things in so that you don't feel the crushing blow, those demands of a restrictive diet. I don't ask people to change everything overnight. Little baby steps. You know, we didn't learn to walk in one day as babies. We start off crawling, then we walk holding along something, then we walk on our own, then we learn to run and really be secure. And as adults, it's the same thing, taking change step by step rather than all at once makes life a lot easier and more enjoyable. And it's doable, taking things step by step. Generally speaking, diets like those I listed are also not bio-individual. So I said no one diet works for everyone. And this is so true. Not everyone can thrive on, for instance, a high-protein diet. Not everyone can thrive on a low-protein diet and a high-carb diet. There are lots of factors as individuals, whether we're male or female, our blood type, our lifestyle, our individuality, our individuality and our habits. All these things are things that are important to keep in mind when you are changing your eating habits and changing your lifestyle to be healthier, to weigh less, and to live more. So diets generally don't take that bio-individuality into consideration. The third reason why diets don't work is because of the high cost of diets. Certain diets often require expensive specialty foods or prepared meals, and ultimately that is not sustainable because, again, when you go off the diet and go back to your old eating habits, your weight will come back. And as well, this is very limiting if you have to eat special foods. You lose the social aspect of eating, being able to go out and eat with others if you're restricted to one way of eating. So we've established that America has a weight problem. We've established that in general, diets don't really work. So what do we do? Most of us know, you hear in the news, it's out there that what we need to do is eat more fresh whole foods. We need more fruits and vegetables. We need whole grains and protein. And we also shouldn't eat too much food. And we need to exercise. So most of us know that. Fresh veggies and fruit, low fat protein, whole grains, don't eat too much, and exercise. But why is it so hard? Why do we still not do these things? Well, there's several reasons. One reason is we often need some support to accomplish all of this. We all have busy lives, and time management is a big issue when it comes to eating healthy. Busy lifestyles promote fast food and eating on the run. And oftentimes people feel like you just don't have enough time to cook. So you might feel like that yourself. But again, it's just a matter of changing your perspective and changing your priorities. Cooking doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be time consuming either. And I teach people exactly that, different ways to eat healthy quickly on the run, because that's an important thing. Time management, that's why a lot of us have the problems that we do in this country. So another reason is processed foods, and this kind of goes along with time management a little bit. People are in a hurry, and so it's easiest for them to grab quick processed foods. They're cheap, they're convenient. The downside of processed foods are that they're usually full of sodium, sugar, chemicals, and empty calories as well. So when I'm talking about processed foods, I'm talking about fast food, I'm talking about frozen dinners, basically anything that's already prepared and that all you need to do is heat up, that is processed. And it is not the best thing for our bodies nutritionally. It's not the best thing to nourish us. It is definitely not the best thing if you are looking to lose weight and be healthier. And food can also really nourish us in different ways. And processed food is not really a good nourishing meal. If you think of processed food in comparison to home-cooked food that maybe your mom or your grandmother would cook. Think about how that food made you feel, and you felt really nourished from the inside out. And processed food does not have that kind of energy to it. So processed food is another reason why America is in the situation that we're in with such a weight problem. So time management, the availability and convenience of processed foods. Also, there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there. In the media, we're constantly bombarded with information about food, nutritional data, health benefits and risks, advertising, special interest groups. There's all these messages being sent to us on the boxes of food and commercials. And people are generally confused about what they're supposed to eat, what is healthy, what is not healthy. It's kind of funny with the advertising and marketing. As a general rule, the worse a food is for you, the more it is advertised. I mean, how many ads have you seen for kale or carrots? You know, you don't see ads for these foods because they don't need an ad. These are healthy foods that should not have to vie for your attention. These are the foods that you should be eating. So think about whenever you go to the grocery store, is this food advertised? And if it's advertised, it's probably not a healthy choice. So try to find foods in the grocery store that are not advertised. So that's misinformation and disinformation. And that also can go back to the concept that I mentioned when we were talking about diets of bio-individuality. When you hear in the media that dairy isn't good for you, they've come out with studies that dairy isn't good for you, or that dairy is good for you. You know, it's true for different people. Dairy is a great thing for some people. Their bodies, it is made to take on the nutrients and the dairy, and other people are really intolerant of dairy. It causes their stomach problems, they have allergies to it, or they can have other issues related to dairy. So this is where you need to really investigate and figure out, or have a support person help you figure out what is right for you. And that's how you really find the truth about healthy eating for you and your body. Our food that we eat and what is right for us is bio-individual, not the same for one person as it is for the other. So another thing I wanted to mention, weight loss problems in America, another reason why we have these problems is because of stress. You know, we have such busy lifestyles, we struggle with those time management issues, and we're all under stress. Now, whether the stress is perceived or real stress, prolonged stress increases a hormone that actually slows your metabolism. And this can affect your blood sugar levels. It can make you hold on to fat in the body. And it can also increase your cravings for fatty, salty, and sugary foods just by being stressed. So one thing I teach in my program is stress management. That's a huge part of my program because oftentimes we find ourselves in such a state of stress. When our bodies are in this state of stress, to our body thinks we're in survival mode because of that high stress level. We might not be fighting for our lives, literally, but our bodies think we are. So we're holding on to all the fat and all the nutrients we can for survival purposes. So sometimes the first step in losing weight and enjoying life more is to learn ways to reduce stress. And I have all kinds of techniques that I teach, from deep breathing to yoga, to meditation. There's all kinds of ways, even just visualizations, trying to soften muscular tension in your body. It generally all has to do with awareness, developing your awareness of where you hold stress in your body, and then practicing, softening and letting go of that stress. But like I said, I have more specific techniques as well that I teach on how to manage stress. So the last reason why it's so hard for us to lose weight, to follow those simple instructions that we know, is lack of what we call primary food. Primary food is not food that you put in your mouth and eat. Primary food is meaningful relationships in your life. Primary food is having a fulfilling career or sense of purpose. Primary food is a healthy sense of spirituality, having a healthy level of physical activity. Lack of any one of these things can leave us feeling hungry or empty, or like we have a hole, something, some void that's missing in our lives. So it's so important to find meaningful relationships, a healthy sense of purpose, or a fulfilling career, a healthy sense of spirituality, and learning to move your body, having a good level of physical activity. These things, if you're balanced in these areas, that can help to balance your weight and your ability to enjoy life more. Sometimes if we're having a fight with our spouse, you know, we might turn to food to comfort us. If we really dislike our job and we come home and it's a frustrating day from a frustrating day at work, we often turn to food to comfort us. And again, sometimes we think that we're hungry and we really just maybe need to take a walk around the block or to do something else to fill us up in a different way. So keep that in mind. If your primary food is balanced, then what you eat becomes secondary. So again, take a look at those areas of your life: relationship, career, spirituality, and physical activity. So those are the things, the reasons why it's so hard to follow those simple rules of eating fresh whole foods, fruit, vegetables, grains, and protein. Don't eat too much. And exercise. That's basically what you need to do. I know you've heard it all before, but the reasons, the things that prevent us from doing this, again, to review: time management. We're busy. We don't think we have time to eat healthy. Processed foods are available and cheap, so we turn to those. We are stressed out, so we're storing our fat, and we're craving these foods that are bad for us, so we need to de-stress. We need to ignore some of that marketing and get that misinformation and disinformation. Let it go. Figure out what's right for your body. And find a balance in your primary foods: relationship, career, spirituality, and physical activity. So how can you do all this? Well, oftentimes what you need is support. So it's good if you can find a friend to journey through this process together. I also am available. That's what I do in my business. I help to counsel people through a process of learning to eat healthier step by step and learning to manage stress in your life so that you can be open to finding more joy and happiness every day of your life. So if you'd like to contact me for a free health history session, I would be happy to talk to you about what your goals are, what you're working through, and how I can support you in those goals. So what you can do is go to my website, www.healthybodypeacefulsoul.com. And you can feel free to look around my website, check out my blog, and then there's a contact tab in the top right-hand corner. You can click on that to contact me, or you can just email me directly at joanisturgill@gmail.com. That's joanisturgill@gmail.com. But before we end this call, I wanted to give you just a few tips, a few specific things that I suggest for you to do on your journey to weigh less and live more, find more joy in life. So here they are, and there are about five or six things I have for you to do. The first thing is to find love, or to make a love list. So your love list is that primary food category. So this is the list that you're going to turn to when you feel like you are hungry, but you know you shouldn't be eating anything. Perhaps it's after a meal and you feel like maybe you're just reaching for food to fulfill some other nourishment lacking from your life. You're going to turn to your love list, and your love list is going to say things like, before you eat a snack, take a walk around the block. Or it's going to say, give a hug to your sweetie. Or give a hug to a friend if you don't have a sweetie. Or hug your dog if you have a pet, hug your pet. It's going to say, find and connect with your sense of spirituality. Meditate, go to church, whatever it is you need to do that. It's going to have, this love list is going to have a list of things you can do, and you have to do at least one of those before you have your snack. And then if you still feel like you're hungry after that, then maybe you can turn to a healthy food choice. And so that's the next thing, healthy food choices. You do need to eat more fruits, vegetables, and dense whole grains. These foods provide healthy fiber and usable energy that keep you feeling full and energized longer. So turn to vegetables, fruits first before you turn to those processed foods. The third thing I'd like you to keep in mind is to drink water. We often mistake dehydration for hunger. Drink a glass of water and wait a few minutes, and then reassess your hunger. So this is something you can do again if you're a chronic snacker. You have your love list. Go and do one of your love activities. Hug somebody, take a walk around the block, and then maybe drink a glass of water, and then reassess, see how you feel. And then you can turn to those fruits and veggies. Another tip is to eat mindfully. Turn off the TV and other distractions. Take the time to appreciate your food and really pay attention to what you're eating so that you feel full and satisfied after you eat. Eating mindfully is really important. Eating should not be something we do amidst another activity. Sometimes you don't even know what you've eaten. You can eat a whole bag of chips or cookies without even being aware. So really pay attention. My last tip is going to be get moving. Just move your body. I sometimes don't even like to call it exercise because people hate that word, exercise. So just move your body. Anything that will rev up your metabolism aids in digestion and reduces stress. So take the stairs, walk further to a train or bus stop or from your car to a store, or do something you enjoy. Dance around your house to music, play with your children. It doesn't have to be traditional exercise. It doesn't have to be walking, jogging, lifting weights. Do what you enjoy, but get your body moving. Our bodies were meant to move, not to sit still. So that's all. Those are my five tips. You want to make your love list, eat lots of fruits and vegetables, drink water, eat mindfully, and move your body. So those are some tips that I really highly recommend for you on your journey to weigh less and live more. Again, I hope you find the support that you need in your life on your journey to be a healthier, happier individual. I hope that as you do become healthier and happier, that you can really start to follow the path of your dreams. And please contact me if you need support, if you'd like to get a free health history session by phone. Again, I would be happy to talk to you about what you're going through, what your goals are, and how I can support you in that process. And so this free health history, health consultation session would take place by phone. It's a 40-minute session that we really just devote to you. And it's all about you and what you can do in your life to make healthier choices and changes. So again, I'm Joni Sturgill from Healthy Body, Peaceful Soul. It's been great having this opportunity to share with you today. I wish you all the best. And again, please visit me online at www.healthybodypeacefulsoul.com. Feel free to send me an email to joni.sturgill@gmail.com. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.